November 17th, 2013, afternoon service. Today we are going to read from Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. When we praise the Lord with harp, that means we are rejoicing, and not because God is prideful and arrogant. He's nothing but that. And the word of God is right, unlike word of human. For example, we see many politicians promising us to do this or that, but they all fail to keep their words. That's the word of people. So we tend to think that God's word is like that. But we know from our study that God's word is the truth and unchangeable. We see that in the letters Paul wrote to Timothy 2,000 years ago through the Holy Spirit, he's warning him about the evil doctrines. Although this was a personal letter to Timothy, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and that's why it is in the Bible, and every word in that letter is proved to be accurate, and we are the one who has to adjust our belief. They say that a space shuttle which landed on the moon was guided by the electromagnetic waves sent from the Earth. Actually, personally, I believe that it was all made up story. Because why no one ever went back to the moon afterwards? It happened during the Kennedy era, like 60 years ago. With our technologies now, shouldn't we be going there, like every month? Anyway, like the space shuttle was guided by the electromagnetic waves from the distance, we are also guided by the word of God from 2,000 years ago, or even older. And he is faithful to his word, although we can be unfaithful. Of course, he shows himself to be unfaithful to those who choose to be unfaithful. But for those who is faithful, God rewards us richly. The verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God made the heaven by his word, but I also think heaven indicates his church too, since he also calls Abraham's descendants stars in the heaven. So us church came into existence by his word. He gathers the water of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. These passages remind me of the flood of Noah's era. God is love, but we need to know such aspect of God which is capable of gathering the waters of the sea. The Christian community nowadays only talks about the love of God, but that is not enough. He also judges. And it is the same God who made the flood happen. And even when people ran up to the high mountains, they could not escape from the flood. And then we still discover the fossils of fish and shells from mountaintops. That was the judgment by water. And the next judgment will be by fire, which consumes all heaven and earth, which is written in a letter by Peter. So let us not take this lightly. Water came as a reality. And the next one will sure to come. And that's why it is important to fear the Lord, as the verse says. We live in the era where people are so prideful and arrogant without cause. But we should not be a fool like them. People are becoming more and more prideful, and their increased amount of complaints and protests against the school teacher and public libraries and municipal offices and other authorities. But we should live humbly and never to lose the fear of God so that we should not face the judgment like many others. The verse 9, For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. So whatever God says, things happen, and it never fails. And we read the Bible so that we know the character of God. We don't read the Bible to induce our sleep. He does what he speaks. Samuel is a good example. When God spoke to him, the boy Samuel did not know that it was God, and thought he was called by Eli. And after a while, he realized that it was the voice of God. And the prophecy was about the judgment for the house of Eli. And everything spoken by God happened to them. Same thing with the prophecy about Ahab. Anyone belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dog shall eat. And anyone of his who dies in the open country, the birds of the heaven shall eat. And that thing became so, and Jezebel was eaten by the dogs. When Jehu finished eating and drinking and came out to bury Jezebel, he could only find her skull, hands, and feet, and the rest was eaten by the dogs. That is true in these modern days. We are studying to understand the prophecy, and what we are doing here is the extent of what God was doing back then. So it is not about what I say or what anyone says. It is what God says and what we need, and it is what God says that we need to listen. So do not reject prophecy if it does not seem 100% accurate. But in the Corinthians, it says to earnestly pursue to prophesy. So if we pursue it and learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, we will be trained to capture more of His thoughts. If we quit just because one of our prophecies did not come to pass or something, our church would not exist. If we yield to the fear to be called a false prophet and not speak up about Greece or other things, we would not exist. We will fail and we will receive criticism. But if we pursue it, we will be rewarded. If you don't do anything, you won't fail. But you will not receive any reward. Same thing with the newsletters. When we gathered together and prayed about the newsletter, we were given the prophecy about a magazine. Since it was an idea given to us, we prayed about it, and now it became a magazine-like newsletter, which is a very important part of our activities. So God is still speaking to us, and the prophecy is capturing God's word. Though we might fail at a time, if it is really from God, it will surely come to pass, since that is the promise of the Bible in this verse. The verse 10. The Lord brings the counsel of the heathen to naught. He makes the devices of the people of none effect. People's plan will come to nothing, like so many plans were scrapped after the explosion of the nuclear power plant. No one expected that to happen. People's plan would not materialize, even in the Christian communities in Japan. There are many movements, and one of which was to make every single Christian in Japan to be an evangelist. This did not happen, nor much changed after that, since the population of the Christians have not increased much. But God's plan is different. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Even if we do something in His name, if the plan did not come from God, it will not happen. But if it's from God, it will sure to happen. Just like the birth of Christ, it was an insignificant event in human eyes, but it was God's plan. When there was a massacre that killed all the boys under the age 2, Jesus survived that too, because it was God's plan for him to live. Satan continued to interrupt God's plan, and they killed Jesus at the age 30 and thought that they killed God's plan altogether. But there was the resurrection and the 12 disciples, and the gospel became unstoppable. And after 2,000 years, there are 2 billion Christians in the world. So however Satan tried to prevent, destruct, and stop, God's plan continues to unfold. Paul was a Pharisee, and he was the expert of the laws, and he was against the Christians. And he was there witnessing Stephen becoming the first martyr. In that sense, Paul's plan did not come to pass, but God's plan overrode his. There was a change of his heart, and Paul repented and walked and worked powerfully. And we are still reading his words now, like we read one of his letters to Timothy this morning. His work remained because Paul yielded to God's plan. So in our church too, if we yield to God's plan, our work will remain, as the verse says, the counsel of the Lord stands forever, and God uses powerless small human like us. And so were Paul and Peter. So when we serve the Lord, keep in mind that you're being used by God, and this is not to please people. Sometimes people will honor you for your work, but ultimately, we are all doing what we do for God. For example, I have been saying in the past 20 years or so that America is the nation of the beast. If the prophecy was not inspired by God, this prophecy would not stand and disappear in time. But nowadays, other people start saying that America is destroying Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, or ancient Greece is former Yugoslavia and such. And the author of the book is also saying that America will have 10 horns. I do not have the same ability like this pastor or author to publish so many books on this subject. But what I'm trying to say is that when we are hearing God's voice, the prophecy will be used by God and for God. We don't do this for our glory or to get the praise of people. Even Paul was not accepted by people of his time. But if you do God's work, you and your work will have place, and the work will spread to the point that no one knows where it started. And even when someone finds out that it was you who started the whole movement, we know that honor is in God and never in you. The verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. This is important because God chooses people like Abraham chose Isaac to receive his inheritance, and Ishmael, another son, was expelled. So will be with Christians. Some will be accepted like Isaac, and some will be thrown out like Ishmael. So do not believe the false doctrines that are saying that once you become a Christian, you will receive God's inheritance automatically. That's what the Bible says in here. Here in this verse, it says, blessed are the people who are chosen for his inheritance. That means there are people who are not blessed to be chosen to inherit the kingdom of God. So those who believe that becoming a Christian is a goal are mistaken. That's why you hear at other church that people who are in their 60s are still sharing testimony from when he was 16. He has nothing else to say because he thinks that he has reached the finish line by becoming a Christian at the age of 16. Abraham chose Isaac to receive the inheritance, which sets the model of God's chosen people inheriting the kingdom of God. And Isaac is a child of free man, which is freedom from sin. And Ishmael, who was thrown out together with the mother, was a child of a slave, which means a slave of sins. So we have to be free from our sins if we want to inherit the kingdom of God. Not only the visible sins that we can all see, like gambling, but also see sins that are visible, only visible to God. Only a few achieve that sin-free life. That's why it is called narrow is the gate and difficult is the path that leads to life. But wide is the path to destruction. So let us live in a way that can be chosen by God to receive His inheritance. From the verse 13, the Lord looks from heaven, He beholds all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation, He looks upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts alike. He considers all their works. God knows everyone's heart, and He knows what we do, like a school teacher knows all his students. But I had a schoolmate whose name the teacher could never remember. That was terrible as a teacher, that he could not remember his student's name even after a year of teaching him. But that's our limitation as a human, but that is never the case with God. As the verse says, that he considers all their works. He sees everything we do, both good and bad, like whether we read our Bible daily or we skip our daily prayer. So we never have to worry or feel like we are forsaken by God. So if we are waiting for a breakthrough, but does not happen as we hope for, we do not have to worry that God is not watching us. If we want to be noticed by God, you don't have to try to stand out in the church so that other people can see you. No need to do that. God sees you anyway, and it is better that we stay humble. I also went through this period that I thought everyone else was being used by God except me. But now I know why chance never came to me, because I was not ready to be used by God. So, as I repeatedly say, many chances to do God's work started coming to me after I reached my 40s. That's when I really started to walk the walk in Christ. I was not reliable before to be entrusted by God. God would tell me to do one thing and I would probably end up doing something else. I used to be like that, so now I know why I was never used till I became ready. The verse 16. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. David's word is so real because he was the king who fought many battles. And the verse, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. This verse is true. This is very true in the church too. The size of the congregation does not determine the strength. It seems like a larger church is doing bigger and better work, but that's not true. The important thing is to have the right number of people to do what is required by God. So we are publishing books now, and we are doing very professional work with people we have. Verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. He looks at everyone. He especially looks at people who fear the Lord. Now, it is almost a trend to be fearless, not being afraid of the authority, the police, the politicians, and not even God. But we need to fear the Lord, because those are the one God look upon. Then He will determine what works to entrust you. I want to fear the Lord because, do you remember the story of a servant who did not fear God even after his debt of 10,000 talents was forgiven? But he did not forgive his fellow worker's debt, and his original debt of 10,000 talents came back to him. I used to be like that servant and did not forgive others who wronged me. I used to remember and hold on to the bitter memory for a long time. But I changed, not because I'm afraid of those people, but because I fear the Lord, and I don't want my sins to come back to me. We have to forgive who have sinned against us, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. This famine also means the end time too. There are many churches where you can receive the real bread to keep you alive. There are not many churches where you can receive the real bread to keep you alive, but God will give you the bread you need, so your spirit will not famish. From the verse 20, our soul wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in Thee. So let us wait for the Lord and be hopeful in the Lord, because those are the people God look upon to shower His blessings.